This is CPR News in KRCC. I'm Nathan Fernando Frescas. The Trump administration is threatening to withhold federal funds if states don't follow new mandates for mail-in ballots. An executive order signed yesterday requires states to put together a state citizenship list. It also requires states to use unique ballot envelope identifiers such as barcodes. President Trump has long been critical of mail-in voting. Secretary of State Jenna Griswold called the executive order undemocratic, unconstitutional, and dangerous. Colorado lawmakers want to make the state a hub for researching a hallucinogenic drug that shows initial promise for treating serious neurological and mental disorders. Ray Solomon reports for CPR News.
Ibogaine is a powerful hallucinogen made from the bark of the iboga tree and used in Central African cultures. Early studies show it can be an effective treatment for conditions like opioid addiction, PTSD, and traumatic brain injury, but it's currently a Schedule I drug under federal law, which means research is very limited. A bipartisan bill would create a pilot program in Colorado to study the drug in tightly regulated, medically supervised settings. House Minority Leader Jarvis Caldwell sponsored the bill and says he'd like to see the treatment option available for veterans here.
A lot of veterans who struggle from PTSD as well as opioid addiction will currently go down to Mexico where it's legal and get these treatments.
Opponents say Ibogaine use is risky and can cause heart damage. The bill passed committee with a 12-1 vote. For CPR News, I'm Ray Solomon.
Local police say someone is targeting pets at a home near Broomfield High School by placing hot dogs laced with illegal drugs into their yard. It first happened back in November when a homeowner found two hot dogs that later tested positive for meth. A second incident happened at the same home about a month later. Police say it happened again in March. They're asking the public to come forward with any information. This is CPR News and KRCC.